Weiter in Schatz. We are above a comment of Ian Gimmel, picking up on Ian Gimmel. I think it's 2, 4, 6, 8 lines down by the two dots. We just left off with a Mechlukstein Abaye and Rava, and we said that we generally paskin like Rava, but there are six exceptions. We're paskin like Abaye, and those are known as Yal Kegam. The one that we're dealing with now is Adam Zomerman. When they get zomified, does it go all the way back from the first time that they actually did that? In which case, let's say they testify in January, and then it turns out in June they get zomified. Does everything from January till June now become no good if they did anything else in the meantime? Or is it only from June and on? The answer is Abaye says even from January all the way back. And that is how we paskin. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question on Tanawa, because we learned an hour Mishnah. We're going to ask a question from our Mishnah. We ain't looking too far. Gunav, let's say a person goes and they steal, and they... Al pishnayim, their edim natsim do it, and v'tava chamacha pishnayim, and then they go ahead and they slaughter, they sell it pishnayim. So you know, first you kefal, and then dalav vei. V'nim sezom. It turns out that they are zomimim, those edim that said all this. Mishalim sakol, they have to pay everything. Also the 4 and the 5. My lav sheyidu al geneva v'chaz v'yidu al tvicha. Now hold on 1 second. Are we talking about the case where they were made on the stealing, and then they went ahead and they were made on the tvicha? Now they're zomified on the Geneva. And then on the Tvicha. But if you want to say that they were zomified Lima Freya from the time that he gave the original statement, then Hani Kevin Dezimulu Geneva. Once they were zomified by Geneva, Igli Mislim Freya, so then it goes all the way back to the beginning. The time that they got to the second stage of Tvicha, they were already considered Basel. So if they're already considered Basel, Amay Mishalma Tvicha, why should you have to go and pay for the Tvicha? And this seems to be a kasha on Abaye. Says Gemara Amri. Hachamay Skinan, what are we talking about? Kigon Shehuzma la Tvicha Tchila. First, the zomified stuff comes out on Tvicha, on the Shechting, Tchila, and only then on the Geneva. Says Gemara Amri, but self, what do I care? Kihadri Mitzvah Geneva, when you then go ahead and we go back to the Geneva, let's say that they stole it in January, they shechted it in February, and they get busted in June. So, you want to say that first, the Zomimin that got busted was first on the February stuff on the Tvicha, but when you go back, then you get to the Geneva part, so then what happens? Kihadri Mitzvah Geneva, Igloi Milsa Dichasa Tvicha Psulunav, then at the time that they were doing it for the Tvicha, they're already apostles. So my Mishalmei Atvicha. Why should they have to pay for the Tvicha? It doesn't really make any sense. It should be only for the Shechita that they have, for the Geneva they have to pay. The Hilchasa, and for the Gemara, what are we talking about? Sheidu, Abbas Achas, Rehuzmu. They were made at the same time, and the Rehuzim comes out to be at the same time. How does that make sense? Like, for example, we're talking about, let's say they were made on Tuesday, that the guy stole it on this animal on Sunday and shechted it on Monday. He comes and says, but it says that the whole thing at exactly the same time. That's where you're going to have a case that they're going to be chayv to pay both. So it's Gemara Limit Katanai. Let's say this Machlokas Abaye and Rava is really Machlokas Tanai. That we have in a Braisa. How you shnayim me'edin oso shaganav. Let's say you have two edim come and they say, this guy came along and he was gonev, he stole. Vehein me'edin. Oh, so shetavach, and then they also go and they testify that he shechted this animal that he came along and that he stole. V'huzma la geneva, then he zonified on the geneva. Edus shebatla miktsasan batla kula. But let's say huzma la tevicha, if they're zonified first on the tevicha, on the shechita, not on the actual geneva, hu mishalim tashlumi kefel, then he has to go and he has to pay kefel. V'he mishalim tashlumi shlosha. And then the Zomim, they're the ones who have to pay Shlosha, the extra stuff that they went on there. Amar Yosef, Yosef says about Medvar Amurim, what are we talking over here? That when only their Eidos, in reference to the Shechita, was knocked out, their Eidos, in reference to the Geneva, is still going to remain. And therefore, we would say the one who gets accused is going to be Kefel. B'shtei Eidos, that's only talking about a case we have. Two Eidos, which means two separate sets of witnesses between these two. Aval, be'edus achas, if you're dealing with one Eidos, that means you have one set of witnesses who say both, yeah, we saw him steal, yeah, we saw him shecht, Eidos batla miksasa, batla kula. Then we'd say that even though they come out to be zomin only with the shechita, that which came a little bit knocked out, it gets totally knocked out. Frank the Gemara, though, I don't really get this. My bishteidios. What does Rav Yossi mean when he says there's two types of edios? Umay be'edus achas. What does he mean when he says one set of edim? Ilim bishteidios. If you want to say that bishteidios means bishteidios mamish, literally two different types of edim there. Bishteikitos, meaning two groups of edim. One that's talking about Geneva, the other one's coming talking about Shechita. Be'edus achas is because achas b'se'acherzeh. And if it's with one edus, then it's one kat, one group, who are saying both of them. But it's just coming in at separate times. Like Lamashal, they testify on Tuesday that the guy stole the animal on Sunday, and then Wednesday that he shechted it on Monday. For Rabbi Yossi, be'edus achas, because achas b'se'acherzeh, if that's the case, then Rabbi Yossi is going to come and saying that if there's one set of witnesses, a single group of witnesses, that are saying both Geneva and Tficha, one testimony come after the other, then Kimasidea Geneva v'hoder Masidea Tficha, in a case where they testify first in Geneva and then on Tficha and Shechita, Kimitzmea Tficha, when they end up being Zomen on Tficha, Eda Shabbata Miksasa Batla Kula. If you have an eidus that's a little bit knocked off, it's totally knocked off. The itzmulu ageneva mehechit heisiach, and they're going to become zomin on the theft also. But how does it make sense? Why would we say such a thing? Mehechit heisi, heilige mehechit heisi. Elalav b'shtei eidus. We're talking about two different types, two sets of eidim that come in. Be'edus achas kein shtei eidus. It's one set of eidim that's considered like two sets. Mind you, what's that? Kas achas b'zeh achazeh. It's one group of Edom that come about a Geneva and a Shechita, but one after the next, meaning two separate times. So what comes out? Rav Yossi is telling us that if it turns out there's Zom in reference to the Shechita, then their earlier thing that they said in reference to Geneva actually does stick. It stays there. But if there's only one set of witnesses, meaning one set of witnesses ready who say to both the Ganav, the Geneva and the Shechita at the same time, and then it turns out there's Zomim in reference to the Shechita, then the testimony in reference to the Geneva does not stand. It's outskis. Now don't forget we're trying to find over here that this is a Tanoim, a Machlokas Tanoim. This the idea that we brought up of Abaye and Rava is actually between Rav Yossi and this Tana Kam over here. So now that we set up this Machlokas Yossi and the Tana Kam and the Chachamim is a case where one set of witnesses testified about the Geneva and the Shechita at the same time. So now let's try to figure this out. V'savrua and the Tana Kam, they're of the opinion. V'savrua and those that thought to say there's a Machlokas Tanaim, what do they think? The Kuleyama took the Dibor Kedibor Dami. That everyone is masking that if you see something Kedibor Dibor within a small, short amount of time, there's not enough of a break in between the two statements. Kuleyama took the Dibor Kedibor Dami considered one same statement. My Laba, Kamifka is now with this with the argument, the Rabbanan Tzavi Mekanu Laba, Hundifsal. That the Chachamim, they hold that an Edom Zomim witness is disqualified only from now on. They came to me, Shaita comments to me, and since it's only from that time when they get busted that they're considered Zomimin, and not Lamafreya, then Atvicha de Kamitsimi Itzamu, on the Shechita that which they became Zomified, that's Zomim. Ageneva Lomizimi Loizimim, but on the Geneva part, they didn't get nailed, and therefore they're not. Rabbi Yossi is the Mafreya who Nifsal. Rabbi Yossi is the other opinion. He says that it's considered Lamafreya from the time that he did the wrong thing. And since at the time that they testified that they become apostle, ki itz muluhu a tvicha, when it happens by the tvicha, by the shechita, itz muluhu nehu nami ageneva, then it's also in the geneva also he gets knocked out. The ha tok de dibor kedibor dami, because it was then kedibor. And it's considered like Dibra, like one long thing. Therefore, one of them is messed up, both of them are messed up. Amri says, Gemara, maybe not. I mean, that's a good attempt. Now we see some Machlokas Tanaim, but Lav Nafka, the Yossi, and the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, are arguing whether or not it becomes Elam Afreya. E toch kedai Dibor, kedibor dami. But we could say that really, everyone's going to mask all this, and they're going to say that within Tokhle Dibor is considered Dibor. The Kelly Amalam Afreya Unifsal. Everyone's masking that the Eidus to the Geneva is also out because we know that they're done Lemafreya. This type of witness is considered knocked out Lemafreya from the time he testified. Elahacha b'toch k'dei dibor k'dibor damim mifli. The machlokus is whether toch k'dei dibor is considered like dibor. Rabbanan tzavir toch k'dei dibor, the Rabbanan hold that if it's toch k'dei dibor, beep, turn the base. Ayin gimel base, laf k'dei dibor. It's not considered like it's dibor. He says it is like it's Dibor. Therefore, it's considered both statements are like one long statement, and since it disqualified Lemafreya from the time that it testified with the Shechita, it's also disqualified with the thing of the Geneva also. They're considered connected to each other. Does he really hold such a thing? We learned in the Mishnah in Temura. Someone goes and says, this animal is instead of the Ola. This instead of Shlamim. Harizu Temura's Ola. It's a substitute for an Ola, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who's saying this, is of the opinion. He says that since the end statement goes against the beginning one, the opening statement is stronger. We call it Tfos Lashon Rishon. And therefore, the Ola, when we said it's an Ola, which he said first, takes effect. And the Shlamim afterwards is nothing, because the Shlamim can't take on an Ola, an animal that already became an Ola. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Yossi says, Im lekach tskaven v'tchila. If that was what he had in mind originally, and we asked him to figure that out, then hol v'ef shalikos shnei shemus v'ek ke'echad, since it's not possible to say two things exactly at the same time, dvarv ke'eman, therefore those words actually are upheld. Rashi says, v'tira achet t'stayv, as is graze until it gets a mum, and then it can be sold, v'yev v'demei chetzia, ola v'demei chetzia shlam, you take... Then you take the money from that, and you do half for an ola, half for a shlamim. V'yam amr t'mur sola, v'nimelch v'amr t'mur shlamim. Unless he's t'mur sola, and you switched your mind and said t'fur shlamim. Harizu t'mur sola, it's considered t'mur sola alone, just that. V'avim ba, and of that, we ask a question. On that we asked the following question. V'avim ba nimelch p'yuta, if he nimelch, if he changed his mind, obviously, right, his second statement is going to be the substitute for Shlamim, that he said that is not going to work. Why does he have to come and tell us this? From our Prabhupada says, Nimach Basoki de Dibur coming. We're talking about he changed his mind while it's Toki de Dibur. So Yossi is telling us, is teaching that one's not able to go and change or a statement, even within the Toki de Dibur, that comes out that Yossi maintains a statement made after another statement. Within the same requirement, it was the lawyer, So Rabbi Yossi is telling us that one is not able to go and change the statement even within Tochtei Dibor. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi is saying that something that's made after another one within the time that's necessary is not looked at as part of the same shtickle. Amri, frankly, Gemara, they said, Shrei Tochtei Dibor Have. These are two ideas of Toch Kedei Dibor. Chad Kedei She'elas Talmud Rav. One is the amount of time it takes for a student to go and say hello to the rabbi. Chad Kedei She'elas Sarav, the Talmud, the opposite. Ki Lesle L'Rabbi Yossi. When does Rabbi Yossi not hold that a statement that's made after another one within Kedei Dibor is considered part of the same thing? Kedei She'elas Talmud Rav. That's when the amount of time is working under the premise of the amount of time it takes for a student to say hello to his rabbi. Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umori. Greetings to you, my rabbi and my teacher. Denafish, which is longer. Kedei Shel Sarav, the Talmud. When the amount of time that's necessary, it goes according to the time that's needed for a teacher to greet a student. Shalom Alecha, Shalom Alecha, Islay. He would say in that case that a statement made after another one within that time is viewed as part of the same looking at him. Yeah. Now we get into another case, interesting situation of, let's say, the Edom Zomimim that is Hachasha, meaning they're fighting against them before it turns out the Zomimim. Amar Rava. Rava says, Amar Rava, let's say you have Edom Shehuchashu, that they're contradicted. Contradicted means they say one thing, another comes and says, no, we say differently. If that's the case, then that's not called Hazama, it's called Hachasha, like two against two. But then after the Zomah for Huzma, it turns out that they become Zomified after the fact. Rashi says because another group came, Shabbos Kashlishi, from the Mona Yisim Nerug, and they said, then what happens? Nerug, and they end up getting killed. The Hachasha Tchila Zomahi, because the contradiction is the Tchila Sazami, the beginning of the Zama, Elish Lonigra, it just wasn't yet finished off. Let's back that up a little bit. Amar Rava says, "Mino, I mean, Allah, how do I know this? The time went to the Braisa." We switch this over here. That may idani beish pony. If someone says that we testify about a certain person, says Sime Seinav, though, that he blinded the eyes of his avid, v'hipol shiner nakazuth, shaharei harav Omer Kane, and it turns out that that's what the master says. And it turns out that they're actually lying. They have to pay the amount of the value of the eye to the slave. Now, what exactly are we talking about? You want to say it's like we're talking about the lack of a kas achrina? There's no other set of edim that's involved over here. We just have what we said. The mishalman demei ayin le'eved, paying the value of the eye to the eved, basa demakbili lecherus demei eino kabayi shlomi. After he went out free, now you have to go and pay for his eye. Well, and not only that, the mekule eved l'rav b'yishlami. They should have to pay the value of the entire eved to the master because they got him out from being a slave. Vote him furthermore, shari rav omerkin. And indeed, the rav said so. Rav minichale. Is it good for the rav over here, what they're saying? Obviously not, because without them speaking up, he'd be able to get his slave. There's not going to be any sort of hezek. But now that they're testifying, he loses his slave and he has to pay the value of the tooth. Elalav, is it not so that we're talking about going to also be trave army? We're talking about a case where there's two other edim that came earlier and they said that he pilashino simeseno. They said that he knocked out the tooth and he blinded his eye. The boy mesav le arav demeino. Now the master, besides the fact of sending him free, he's got to pay him for the value of his eye. And there's a middle set of edim that come, and they say, Eno v'hadar shino. At first he blinded him, and then he knocked out his tooth. The lo baya lemesav le'el lemeshino. Now he doesn't have to pay him for the value of the tooth. The kamachash le'e kamay lemitziai. Because according to this, the first edim are contradicting the middle one. V'hainu sha'rei rav omer kain. This is why the Brisa says, and of course the master says it. The nichale b'may dekamri. And it means it's good for him that which said. He's happy with that. For katani nimtzu zomim mitziyai. And about that, the Brisa says that if the middle ones turn out to be zomim by a third pair of witnesses, then mishalman demi ayin levad, then they have to pay the value of the eye alone, because they are trying to have him lose. They have to now take care of that. And says the Gemara, Shmarina Chashat Chilas Hazamahi. What comes out from this is the fact that Hachasha, that when they're contradicting, that's the beginning of Hazama. How come? Why? Because in this particular case, they have the Amtsoi, the middle witnesses, was Hachasha sized by the first set of witnesses from the time that they went ahead and they actually testified. So therefore, it's already knocked out before the third set came and made them Zomin. So, if not for the fact that we say that the Hachasha is considered part of the Azama, the beginning of the Azama, the process of Azama, then the middle witnesses would not be chayef to pay the value of the eye when they get exposed afterwards as Zomimin. Okay, now we're not done with this. The Gemara is going to try to knock this off, but we are going to stop for now, my friends. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.